Awesome. Well, good to see you guys. Thanks for joining us. If you're joining live or if you're joining later, a little bit early today, but it's slightly different here this morning. We're going to have our short sermon and we're going to have communion. Amen. So something different this week. I'm going to move away from our current series. Remember last week I said the gospel needs to be simple. What we say about the gospel needs to be simple. What we say about Jesus needs to be simple. What we tell people about the Lord needs to be simple and easy to understand. So I want to deliver a really simple sermon this morning. A simple description of the gospel. Simple description of Jesus. I just want to tell you, remind you all about Jesus this morning. So turn with me in the Word to John 14. I want to read verse 1 to verse 6. This is Jesus speaking. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Here we have Jesus speaking. If you've got a Bible and you look up the New Testament, in the Gospels, if it's in red, that's Jesus speaking. So we know this is Jesus speaking here. And Jesus actually articulating, speaking out, what we call the gospel. And we know that word means good news. It's really good news. It's almost too good to be true news. It's a really strong word in the Greek, this word that they use for gospel. It means really good news. And that's kind of like something that would be nice to hear these days. If you watch the telly, if you listen to the radio, we really need to hear some good news. And Jesus is being very specific about himself. And he's using three really simple words to describe himself. Some of you want to open the door? The wind keeps blowing it. Well, we'll just kind of open up. He uses simple words to describe himself and also describing how people can come to God, can be with God, and can relate to God. Now, in the world today, there seems to be an endless number of ways, truths, and lives. Yeah, we can, and we do, choose the direction we take, the way we want to go. We choose what we want to believe. You know, truth is not truth anymore. We can believe whatever we want to believe. And we can live any way we want. Now, there seems to be this sort of laissez-faire attitude. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody, I can kind of do what I want with my life. And I can choose that. Lots of ways, lots of truths, lots of lives to live. But in the Word, in the Bible, Jesus tells us something quite different. He tells us there's one way, there's one truth, and there's one life. He says, Jesus saith unto him, this is verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And not only does he just say there's one way, there's one truth, there's one life. He says he is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. So I just want to talk about that for a really short while this morning. What does that mean when he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life? Well, if we tell someone the way to a place, it's giving them directions, isn't it? It's telling them the path to take. You know, I like using Google Maps, and I've got a new app. I can't remember what it's called, but it's different. Syngic, I think it's called. So when I'm driving to Edinburgh, I know how to get to Edinburgh, but I just plug it in just to see what it'll say. So if you plug into Google Maps, for instance, how to get to Edinburgh, it gives you quite a lot of different directions. Gives you the best one, straight down the A9. But it also can put you past Aberdeen, onto the super duper new bypass and round, and then down the whatever that road is, Dundee and in. It'll also put you up a much nicer route, Tom and Towel, the Lech, the Cairn Amounts, and down into Fetter Cairn. There's loads of different ways to get to Edinburgh, isn't there? No, can you just leave the door, please? Oh, no, the other door. Awesome. That's good. There's loads of different ways. Lots of different ways to get to the same place when we think about driving. And it's actually the same in this world when people think about God. They think there are lots of different ways, different routes to get to God. Some people say all roads will eventually lead to God. And I say, yeah, that is true. But when you stand in front of God on that final day, you want to be having come from the right road. There is one road to follow that you want to be on when you get to God. But before that day, people use different roads to come before God. They meditate, they turn to Buddha, they worship nature, become a Hindu, yoga, I don't know, whatever you want. Loads of ways men say to try and find and then relate to God. Because there's lots of people trying to come to God, to meet with God, to be with God. But folks, the Bible tells us there's only one way. Jesus tells us that Jesus says he is the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There is only one road you want to be on to get to God and then to end up in front of God. And that's to be on what you could call the Jesus road. In this life, no man can come to the Father but through Jesus. And when we finish this life and move on to the next, because there is a next, and we stand in front of God, we really want to be on the road that Jesus has for us. Now, you could say, and people do say, that is such an arrogant statement. What makes you right? And say, what makes Jesus say that? What an arrogant statement. But it's not an arrogant statement if you read the next one, where he says, I am the truth. Now, it's interesting. Jesus doesn't say, I speak the truth. He actually articulates that him, his person, himself, is the truth. Again, in this world, there seems to be many versions of truth, many different truths for the same thing. Now, I just can't get my head around that. Because if one thing is true, other things about that thing can't be true. Do you get what I'm trying to say here? But in this world now, there are things that we call alternate truths. Alternate truths. I mean, that's just laughable, isn't it? The phenomenon called alternate truth, just nonsense. What we see in the secular world and the world in general is that there are different truths for different people. You have your truth. I have my truth. Our group has certain truths. Your group has certain truths. And we see these truths fighting and debating with each other. There seems to be no realization, no acceptance that there are what I call eternal truths, or the eternal truth about Jesus. Look at John 1:17, just a little further back. John 1:17 says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." That doesn't say the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth was spoken by Jesus Christ. It was came by Jesus Christ. The law was given, grace came, truth came, and came in the form of Jesus Christ. Truth was a person. Truth is a person. And it's Jesus Christ. And we say, well, how can that be? And this is where I have to explain things really simply, because this is where it gets difficult. Quite simply, as well as being a man, Jesus Christ was and is and always has been God. Fully man, yet fully God. Emmanuel, God with us. God in the flesh, living as a man. Came to this earth to deal with our problems, our issues, so that we could live an abundant life. And that's what Jesus talks about next. I am the life. That word, life, really should be translated in a different way. It should be wonderful life, awesome life, abundant life. Now, people live their lives in many different ways. There are different lifestyles in the same way as there are different truths, in the same way there are different paths to be on. People live their lives in many different ways. You know, sometimes we see people wasting their lives. We see people not using the potential that they have. Talents thrown away. How we live is a choice. And Jesus is saying, there is one choice. There's a good choice. If you choose to live our lives with him and for him, I would go so far as to say Jesus is the only way to have a life. Any other form of living without Jesus Christ at the center is an existence. You're just existing. It's not a life. Oh, I'm having a great time. Really? I'm having a wonderful time. Really? Those dark times at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 in the morning when you're lying there thinking, what am I doing with my life? Is it great? There's only one way to have an abundant, rich, prosperous, useful, amazing life. And that is with Jesus Christ at the center as your Lord and Savior. Jesus, through his finished work on the cross, through what Jesus did when he was here as a man, provided all of God's riches for us to live an abundant life. You guys all know this. This is just edifying you this morning. This is a good message. Through the finished work on the cross, Jesus provided all of God's riches for us to live an abundant life now. On this earth, not when we get to heaven. I mean, heaven's going to be awesome, but so should here. Heaven, there's going to be no sickness, no poverty. So should here. That's what grace is. With that acronym, I don't always use it, but it's quite good. God's richest riches at Christ's expense. That's what grace is. As well as truth, grace came in the form of Jesus Christ. Grace is all about Jesus providing God's abundance, God's riches, and God's goodness. And we can live a life full of those things by choosing to live with and for Jesus Christ. This is a very simple message this morning, folks. And for me, very short. Sorry, Eveline. Eveline doesn't like a message less than 50 minutes. Or is that an hour? This is a very simple message this morning. Because the words of Jesus are simple. He is unique. He is unique. Religion is mankind reaching to God, trying to get to God. Jesus Christ is unique, and that he's God came to man. And he's done it. We can now be in relationship with God because of that. He is unique. He is the only way to God the Father. And he is the truth, the eternal truth. Guys, there is such a thing as eternal truth, which has always been, always is, and always will be. Will not change, no matter what church denominations say. Change things in the Bible, they can if they want. But there's one eternal truth that will never change. And that's the truth about Jesus Christ. He is the truth. He is the eternal truth. He is the only truth that matters. Because he's the only truth that can lead to salvation. He's the only truth that can save us and lead us into this abundant life. Because he is life. He brings us abundance. He brings us health. He brings us prosperity. He brings us acceptance. He brings us from freedom of all the bondages that we can have on this earth. And that's a simple message. That's the gospel. Because I don't know about you, but everything I've said this morning has been good news. And the even better news is that this is free. You've all accepted it. It's free. Did you have to pay for it? No. Why? Because it's free and because Jesus has paid for it already. It's a good news. It is a very simple message. It's a good message. And that's the message that leads men to give their lives to the Lord, to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Why? Because Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Amen. Hallelujah.